USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I'd be very happy if it were Biden.
President Trump talking 2020 in a wide-ranging exclusive interview with Fox News.
Happy
Sleepy
why?
Joe. I think he did a bad job. I'd be running against
Obama. So you think
Obama.
He's beatable?
I just don't think he'd be a very good candidate. I mean, we'll see what happens. I hope, you know, I wish him well. I'd like him to get it. I'd be happy. I'd be happy with Bernie. I personally think it's those two.
The president also asked about the extremely volatile situation in Venezuela.
He's actually a brave person, and because I know what he's going through, I'm speaking to our people all the time. He's a brave guy, and what's happening in Venezuela is sad. When you look at 20 years ago, it was one of the wealthiest countries in the world, if you think about it, and now they don't have food and they don't have water, and people are dying from hunger. It's a very, very serious situation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Conservative commentator Stephen Moore no longer under consideration for a Federal Reserve Board post. President Trump tweeting Moore deciding to withdraw from the process.
It became a kind of character assassination, and I think in part because the left understood they couldn't beat me on my economic ideas.
Moore in an interview with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business Network's Cavuto Coast to Coast.
I feel bad because I feel like I've let a lot of people down, and the president most of all.
We understand the power of prayer.
President Trump and First Lady Melania observing the 36th annual National Day of Prayer at the White House.
Today we give thanks for this magnificent country and we proudly come together as one nation under God.
More now from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The theme this year is Love One Another, and it comes at a time when many are calling for people of faith to realize that one of the most important things we can do for our nation is to pray.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Democratic mayor of Baltimore in legal trouble, and she resigns as she continues to be investigated for kickbacks. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more on the story.
Baltimore's embattled Democratic mayor, Catherine Pugh, submitted her resignation on Thursday amid state and federal investigations into whether she used bulk sales of her self-published children's book to disguise kickbacks. Her attorney, Stephen Silverman, reads a statement on her behalf.
Baltimore deserves a mayor who can move our great city forward. I want to thank all of our department heads and staff who work hard every day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The left-leaning New York Times doing an about-face after publishing an anti-Semitic cartoon. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The publisher of the New York Times saying the editor who chose to publish an anti-Semitic cartoon in its international edition is being disciplined. And A.G. Sulzberger also says in a memo that the Times is no longer running any syndicated cartoons, as they are created by those who have no direct ties to the newspaper. The Times Global edition published a cartoon back on Thursday. It depicted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as a guide dog with a Star of David dangling from his collar as he led an apparently blind President Trump wearing a yarmulke around by a leash. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.